With SLA News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A sergeant shot five soldiers Wednesday at one of the country's largest army bases before he was quickly subdued by other Fort Stewart troops. 3rd Division Commander Brigadier General John W. Lubas tells WJCL that all of the wounded are expected to survive.
This morning, shortly before 11 o'clock, an active duty soldier assigned to Fort Stewart, Georgia, shot and wounded five of his fellow soldiers here on Fort Stewart. Thankfully, all are in stable condition and all are expected to recover.
Officials say Wednesday that other troops tackled 28-year-old Sergeant Cornelius Radford after he started firing. An Army spokesman says officials wouldn't speculate about a motive. In part two of our special series on radical legislation pending in the California State Assembly, we learn why Assembly Bill 495 poses a danger to parental rights nationwide. Karen England, president of the Capital Resource Institute in Sacramento, says the bill would allow anyone to remove a child from public school or even daycare without the knowledge of a parent.
We always say California isn't Las Vegas. What happens in California doesn't stay in California. And other states should be concerned about this because it's undermining their laws when people from other states come here. So while this really, you know, we are focusing on California, this is any parent's nightmare whose child may come visit a relative or go to a camp in this state and may be giving up their parental rights.
More information on dangers posed nationally by Assembly Bill 495 in California can be found at the website realimpact.us. On Wall Street, the Dow by 81 points. This is SRN News. Runners are preparing to spread the pro-life message, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
From September 5th through October 25th, small groups of people will run along public streets from coast to coast in the U.S. wearing shirts that proclaim the message, Remember the Unborn. It's the brainchild of Dr. Patrick Castle, the founder of Life Runners. Participants will run 5K legs beginning in California, New York, Texas, and North Dakota, and converging on a single point in the middle of the country, tracing a cross over the nation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court may take up another religious freedom case. In 2015, when two Christian schools in Florida made it to the state football championships, the High School Athletic Association barred the teams from conducting a joint prayer over the loudspeaker at the stadium before kickoff. A lawsuit resulted, and it's been percolating in the courts for years. This is SRN News. An upcoming weekend series in Atlanta will feature MLB's first female umpire. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Jen Powell is set to become the first woman to umpire in Major League Baseball when she works this weekend's games between the Miami Marlins and Atlanta Braves. The 48-year-old from New Jersey will work the bases in Saturday's doubleheader at Truist Park and the plate on Sunday. MLB's move comes 28 years after the gender barrier for game officials was broken in the NBA, 10 years after it ended in the NFL, and 3 years after the Men's Soccer World Cup employed a female referee. The NHL still has not had a woman referee. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The NFL has entered into a non-binding agreement to sell NFL Network and other media assets to ESPN. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.